unchecked shirt and suspenders and a khaki neckerchief. What many people don't realize is that Goofy's eyesight isn't all that good. Those long ears obstruct his peripheral vision, and the oversized nose further limits his view. What he can mostly see is the ground around his feet. Fortunately, Goofy has two human handlers to guide him into the park. They open a door and gently push him forward. He has to duck to get through. Goofy can't really tell where he is, but he hears the murmur of voices in the distance. He's nervous, and he can feel his heart beating. Only seconds have elapsed when he hears, "There's Goofy!" He hears more children's voices, and he sees several running toward him. Goofy waves and demonstrates the Goofy walk, the silly lope that is one of Goofy's hallmarks. The children love it. More are running over, and their parents are starting to catch up. Suddenly, Goofy sees a young girl closing in on him. She looks about 5 or 6 and seems a little apprehensive. As she gets close, she shyly extends an autograph book and pen. Goofy clumsily grips the pen with his paw and manages to sign the open page, carefully making the backward F that always shows up in Goofy's signature. What a relief, really, that dogs can't talk. "Hug Goofy," an adult voice cries out. The young girl looks a little wary, but Goofy extends his arm and she slips in next to him. He gives her a gentle squeeze. Then, for a moment, Goofy gets a clear look at the little girl's face. The shyness melts away and her eyes widen in delight, and her face glows. She leans in and plants a kiss on Goofy's nose. Flashbulbs are going off. Goofy wishes he could get his paw over to wipe the tears that have suddenly welled in his eyes. Or maybe it's perspiration. The moment when a young child's apprehension vanishes to be replaced by awe and delight is what most Disney employees are talking about when they use the word magic to describe their work. It's why many come to work as high school or college students and find they're still there 20 years later. Goofy, of course, is real. He was real for that young girl, and in that moment, he was real to me. I was no longer an author and journalist dressed in layers of padding and fake fur. I was Goofy. Although it's a standard part of the orientation for top Disney executives to appear as a character in a theme park, only after I accepted the role of Goofy was I told I wouldn't be able to write about it, at least not in a way that stated or implied that Goofy was an actor inside a costume. People in charge of the theme parks had imposed this condition on the grounds that the illusion the Disney characters are real had never been publicly breached with the company's cooperation. At first, I thought this was preposterous. This is about as credible as the existence of Santa Claus, and surely everyone above the age of 8 or 10 knows there are people inside these costumes. But the people who work in the theme parks insisted, and once I met them, I had a better understanding. Just about everything inside Disney World is illusion. Prettier, cleaner, safer, better, more fun than the real world. It was Walt's genius to recognize that it is not only children who want to escape from reality. Like any good magician, you have to believe in the illusion or it falls apart. It is a secular faith that has been embraced so passionately by so many Americans that the name Disney has become all but synonymous with an idealized American culture in which dreams come true.